and get rid of this goddamn car.
All right, well, whatever.
Do you hear that?
Oh, that was literally the sink.
Yeah, no, it was literally the sink. He was...
How are the levels?
The levels? They should be fine.
You're supposed to keep it right to your mouth, right? Kind of resting on your chin?
I mean, yeah.
Kind of? I think it might be a little loud.
Peek the bike.
Bah! What the fuck?
What?
No, I was just saying loud shit. Trying to peek the mic. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, welcome to the...
Why did I grab that? I don't need that.
Completely compromised podcast.
Yeah, welcome back. Just watching TV this episode.
What the fuck? Really? This is not El Clasico.
This is El Clasico.
You sure you don't want to rile me up about Israel? This is going to be the last classic episode ever?
No, it's not going to be the last classic episode ever, you fucking retard.
Oh, just you wait.
There's going to be many.
The moment I get back into my car, I plan to crash it.
No, I'm just like looking at like what's on the TV is all.
Oh, no worries. Listen, I'm very accommodating to my ADHD friends. I can have 2-3 conversations at the same time to keep them entertained.
Yeah, is that the Child's Play remake? That looks like shit.
I don't know. It looks like Rotten Tomatoes.
It looks like
it.
Shit. No, Rotten Tomatoes is dumb.
Sure about that? Dude, I got some PTSD. I heard those sirens. I literally, the first thing I thought of was, oh shit, I must have stolen something. They're after me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, dude. And then, you know, immediately rationality.
I mean, yeah,
floods
I mean,
in.
You did get kicked out of that one store for stealing. They yeah. were like, never come back.
Dude, I like put a sandwich, a rock star, and, you know, some candy in a bag and walked out.
Yeah.
And then the manager and 2 fucking goons walk around the corner. They're like, could I see the receipt for that? I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. I must have left it inside. You guys have trash cans for the receipts, right? And they're like, yeah, you don't have it because you stole it. I'm like, all right, you caught me red handed. Now what's next?
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Oh, maybe. Who gives a shit?
Holy fuck, dude. Sailor Moon's on. Should we watch Sailor Moon?
Are you actually planning to watch TV?
No, I just have. I'm just looking at the TV, dude. Why would I?
Well, you're looking at the live channels. I'm assuming when you say watch it, you mean now.
I mean, I can.
Yeah, no, I walked away.
Did you see Trump? He was like working at McDonald's for a day.
When? Recently?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Shit. No, I didn't see this.
Here, I'll fucking... I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you.
You know who was... You know, right after George Floyd got fucking murked, you know who was working in our Starbucks? Hmm. All the police officers. They were handing people, you know, double shot macchiatos. And I was like, what the fuck? Hi, officer.
Like, hello, officer. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I saw his hand pull out. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll hide my Fent in the fucking passenger
seat.
Oh,
shit, I gotta hide my fucking crack.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if everyone was a narc as a cop. Cops would be the worst employees anywhere else.
Trump working at McDonald's.
Like, you shouldn't drink at...
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh, for God's sake, Keegan.
Oh, fuck.
Trump serves people at McDonald's.
This is awesome.
You gotta put it in.
I'm not putting this in post either.
All different jobs. No eye contact after he said she's beautiful. It's interesting.
I know.
It's almost like he's lying. This isn't a video medium, so I'm going to describe it. She's a hog. She's a Fatticus Finch, and Trump
says
she's beautiful.
Hey, man, you can't say that. You got to be nice.
Imagine if...
You got to be nice, dude.
I'm not dude, fucking known for being
it's
nice.
It's just so funny seeing him walking around at McDonald's fucking like...
No, this is normal. This looks fine, actually. I think he'd do great as an
I mean, like, he's done this shit before.
Has he? Where?
Yeah, no, he's done this at, like, his hotels and shit. He literally had, like, a whole episode of, like, him fucking working at, like, as, like, an employee at his hotel. And fucking people thought it was, like, weird that he was doing this. I'm like, no, he's done this fucking bit before.
I actually think he looks really great at McDonald's. He looks a lot better.
Yeah, that's where he's going to be after he loses the election.
Yeah. Yeah, he put a lot of U.S. bonds on a bet.
Listen, I lost the election, so now I'm working at McDonald's. It's crazy.
No, that's weird. I can imagine that. I can imagine that.
Yeah, no, I just...
Well, because he looks weird when he's in a suit on a debate stage. I don't know why this looks weird.
Right.
This looks normal, I think. I mean, it's a bit strange that he's so dolled up to work at McDonald's.
Right.
But, you know, he's taking it seriously.
MSNBC meltdown.
Donald Trump is working at McDonald's. He can't be doing this. He can't keep getting away with this.
What if he bitched at the management because the 4 hours he was there, he got paid minimum wage?
He's like, I'm making way less money than I should.
It's weird. I sold 4 Big Macs for $40. I only got paid 7.
Listen, I sold so many big chickens.
It's weird. I only got paid $7 for $40 a profit. Shit. I think this business is running.
Listen, this is kind of fucked up. I served a bunch of chicken Big Macs. You know, you used to have to make these back in the day. They were called McGangbangs.
Wait, the tax cuts on businesses did not go to the
employees? Do you know about the McGangbang?
McGangbang? No. No, I did not.
Oh. McGangbang?
Is that where they put chicken in it?
Yeah, it's like you take the chicken sandwich and you fuck in the fish fillet or whatever. You just, it's like literally every fucking...
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, has anyone been fucked or fucked in a McDonald's employee? That's the McGangbang. Because you know her, or you know, their manager is in on
it. The McTrain bang.
So to finish your training here at McDonald's, you are required to fuck a customer and try to upsell them on ranch dressing.
I was watching this movie the other night, and it's so dumb. Fucking Biker Boys 2003.
Why were you watching it?
I was just gonna talk about it.
I know. Why did you watch it?
Oh, I watch it? I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I
was just, it's like, got Mike Lawrence in it.
Yeah, it's got
fucking... Or Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Lawrence. Yeah, the black guy.
The black guy. They're all...
Mike Lawrence.
The same, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Asian people and white people. They're all the same. Oh, dude, the most replayed spots are awesome. Like, this is the most, one of the, like, the beginning of the movie. I don't know if the microphone's picking that up.
Probably not.
Yeah, no. But yeah, no, this movie is just about like a bunch of like bikers, like street bike racers.
Okay.
But they're all black. And like, I don't know what it is, but it's so corny.
I think replacing all the cars in Fast and Furious with
Hold
on, I got a thought here. Replacing all the cars in Fast and Furious with bikes is kind of black casting Fast and the Furious.
No, yeah, no, it literally is just black casting Fast and the Furious with bikes.
But the bikes replacing the cars, that's black
casting. Oh, so what you're saying is like Crotch Rocket bikes are black?
Yeah. Because they're cool.
Because
they're cool.
But, I mean, they do have, like, the chopper guys and shit.
And they call it the McFish. They call it the McFish.
The McFish burn.
Give me the fucking...
No, it's like... It's like
big and nasty.
This scene got me. It was the... It was the racing scene here in the beginning of the movie.
If it has the N-word in it, I'm going to be kind of disappointed if this is your favorite scene. Oh, some black guy got curb stomped? That's your favorite scene?
No, this is not American History X.
Oh.
This scene was so fucking goofy, the way it was shot. Like, I hope the fucking internet doesn't... Like, this scene right here, the crash in the beginning of the fucking movie. I don't know how to explain. Like, it takes forever.
$170?
Yeah, those things are fucking fast, dude.
Oh,
look, he gets the fucking speed wobbles. His fucking tire deflates. Like, the bike just falls apart.
Oh, my gosh. That's what would happen if I had a bike.
He's still going, like, 100. And then, like, look, he hits this bike.
Woom. Holy bam. Shit. The bike, like, fucking Beyblades through the air, kills that guy. And then he's just, like, the whole time, he's just, like, watching it as it's, like, bro. It's, like, a fucking, like, a 10-second clip.
Holy shit. The car, the bike Beyblades into the convenience
I don't know
store.
Why, like, that, I just was, I watched this scene, and it just made me laugh so hard. The fucking just.
Yeah, that is.
Like, funny. The guy dies. That's fucked up. It's horrible. Whatever.
No, that's funny.
Whatever.
No, that's funny. Wait, he didn't have a fucking helmet on before when he got hit. Oh, that's
no,
the biker.
There was the biker, and then there was, like, this guy's dad.
Oh.
He fucking dies.
Fuck.
Like.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't have ADHD. I can't focus on two things at once.
Right. And then Morpheus is like, oops, sorry, your dad's dead.
Sorry, yeah. I mean, talk about a fucking...
Sorry your fucking dad died because he's a quote-unquote shit mechanic
that'll,
or whatever.
That'll bring you back
I don't know.
To the...
And that was kind of it. They have a funeral, fucking whatever. The movie's really not that interesting, in my opinion. They're like, oh, we're going to form a fucking gang together because it takes three to do so.
Yeah, a bunch of white people racing, that's
racing.
A group.
No,
a bunch of black people racing, that's a gang.
Yeah, it's a gang.
It's a gang goon.
Gang.
Right,
I don't know.
Man.
I literally, I like watched.
I'm bored
of the first 20 minutes.
I'm
of this
bored of being
movie.
Mean to black people. How about the Filipinos? What are they up to? Putting spaghetti up their ass.
Dude, do you even know what Filipino spaghetti looks like?
Filipino spaghetti.
You know what that shit looks like?
Is it good?
No, it looks like shit.
And they put like what chili in it? What are they putting in there? Fucking chili spaghetti and on a
Filipino
chicken
spaghetti.
Sandwich. Filipino spaghetti.
It's disgusting.
What? That looks good.
No, it's like fucking beanie weenies and.
All right, just for clarification on your food opinions, you cut an onion into fourths.
It doesn't matter,
it in soup
dude. It goes into a fucking stew.
Raw. You didn't fucking take them out. You just left them there.
Yeah, because you can eat them. Shut the fuck up. He's making the fucking like, the bullshit jubilee fucking spaghetti.
Okay, they cut sausages into slices and eat with it. That looks good.
No, like the sauce is fucking weird, I think. It's like banana ketchup or something.
Oh, it's ketchup?
I don't fucking know. A little tomato paste. Oh, hold on. Let me go back.
That makes it glossy.
It's not a fucking art piece. It's food.
Food is art, cocksucker. What the fuck do you think you're doing? You think you're doing art?
No, absolutely
shitting
not.
Shitting on a fucking microphone?
No, it's just like...
Look, a little flour in there to
bind it
together.
Yeah, but wait.
It's a sweeter spaghetti.
That's fine. You can add different things.
It'd be funny if he put a rat in there whole, and then I'm like, yeah, okay.
No, what
that
is that
weird.
Shit? What is he's putting in the...
Whatever, that's fucking ketchup. What do you think of meatloaf?
Shut up. It's banana ketchup.
What's wrong with banana ketchup?
It looks like shit. And then he starts talking about his fucking hairdresser.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're not doing too well, the Filipinos. Probably because they're eating banana ketchup spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that doesn't look too bad, Keegan.
It looks like shit. What are you doing out here?
You lack crust on your steaks.
What are you doing out here, you
omen? Bad omen.
Get back in there and start editing.
Yeah, our editor just came out of the room for a breath of fresh
air. He doesn't do shit.
No. We don't have an editor, clearly.
It's all me.
Clearly, we don't have an editor. Yeah. Because I say, well, actually, we do have an editor. I've said the N-word on every episode, and it gets censored out. So you can kind of hunt it like the aliens in South Park.
It's an Easter egg in every video game.
Yeah, if you can spot the N-word in every episode, I'll give you a kiss.
It's not true. We don't do that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we don't. You do.
No. I didn't even say it half the time.
Keegan will be like, yeah, no, Filipino spaghetti looks disgusting. Now look at this woman's hairy ass. Let me lick that.
Yo, they got dwarf boxing?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Dude, should we just sit here and watch
I cannot do both. I cannot watch shit and be interesting at the
You can't
time.
Do commentary?
Mm. If there wasn't any audio, I probably could, but I'm not brain rotted to the core like you are. And that's a good thing. It's nice that you're brain rot because I don't I'm disconnected.
Right.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
So take this remote away from me. Take it away from me.
Guys, we have it on video. Keegan learned self-control. He got it. I mean, he jumps on the phone. This is fucking classic.
Fuck you. I'm looking at my notes. I told you this is a classic episode.
It's a classico episode.
No, wrong notes.
What do we do? What do we do this classic? We're actually recording this time. We're beta testing a video.
Yeah, it's probably going to be shit.
What if we put the fish tanks in the back in the... As part
Don't
of the
touch
set.
My fish, dude.
I'm not.
It's the only thing I care about. I literally have nothing to lose.
That's okay.
Other than my.
I mean, I'm in the room. You don't have to say you care about me. That's cool. I care about the fish.
Yeah. You just pay rent.
No, I said I got. I said I got a sinus infection from you to one of my coworkers, and then she asked me if we fucked, and I had to cop out, and I said yes. But yeah, I fucked him right in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Fucked him right in the nose.
He shot one big old snot rocket right in my butthole. Yeah.
Came in one nostril and it blasted out the other. It was green, my cum. Right. Plot twist. I already had the sinus infection.
It was green, my cum, he says.
It was green, my cum.
Smegma.
My cum, it's green. The camera's
Listen,
off.
Listen, everybody, I've got smegma.
The camera turned off.
Did it?
Now, my name is Donald Trump. Now, when the camera's off, I sound Anglo-Saxon. It's because I'm from old money. It's
Fuck.
Me, Donald J. Trump.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to smash that camera with a baseball bat if it's off.
My editor
guess,
is a
I guess,
faggot.
I guess I'm going to have to go fucking ballistic if that camera's off.
I don't think it. Did you turn it off? Oh.
Are there any lights on the camera?
What?
Are there any lights on the camera? It's green.
Oh, it's probably still recording then.
Oh, it's probably still recording then, dude.
Yeah, but we're chill. We're chill. It'd be
the
kinda...
screen is flipped around. I can see the screen's off. Yeah, to save power, but it's probably still on, dude.
That's all he was. Pointing
I can't
to.
Really see like what's
he
going on with the
Johnny doesn't
camera.
Know how your camera works.
Yeah, and I can't see it because of the light.
Anyway, I feel like that'd be very funny if right when the camera's turned off and the microphones are still on, Donald Trump is just like, "Hello, my name is Donald Trump."
Yeah,
are the cameras off? That's good. Gosh, I would love a beet salad.
Yeah, everything like turns off. He's just a normal guy. Hello, everybody. I'm Donald J. Trump. Please vote for me this upcoming election.
It's funny that people want to vote for me when I'm when I sound like I'm straight from New York, but I'm actually a metrosexual from Kansas.
What if RFK did that? He's just like,
cameras are off, and
he's just a black guy.
Oh, he's got a black.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's me, RFK, motherfucker.
Dude, if he did that while the cameras were on, he'd probably win the election.
he just loses the fucking, it's me, RFK. I'm not gonna get. No, he's just like straight up like, hey, yo, you better fucking vote for my motherfucking ass this motherfucking year or I'ma go brazy. I'ma go brazy. Mm.
And then he shot.
Yeah. Yeah, every Secret Service member turns
these,
their
all these fools trying to cap a block in my ass because I ain't got no Secret Service.
The Secret Service turned on him.
Secret and they were Service like, is actually trying to kill me. That's why it's a secret. You ever wonder that? Why is it a secret? They're trying to kill another Kennedy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. The motherfucking CIAA. That's right. There's two A's, one that you don't know about. They be hiding that shit. You don't even know.
It's the Central Intelligence Agency and butt sex. The BS is silent.
The A is actually a B for booty.
For booty.
For booty.
Booty.
Ooh, Laura.
For Laura, my campaign manager.
Oh,
get
Laura.
Your old booty ass.
Oh, Laura, you got a booty on you. Oh, shit. It's me, motherfucking RFK. I'm black as hell.
RFK's approval rating shoots up to 95% as he sexually assaults one of his campaign managers. It has won the state of Arizona after he raped one of his campaign managers.
He's also gaining the white voter count, too, by playing the body count. The band Body Count. Ice-T's band Body Count. Yeah. Okay. The black and white voters have come together. This nation is becoming unified once again.
Breaking news. RFK did a video on promoting his campaign in blackface.
Body counts in the house. Yeah. And then fucking, you know, he wins.
Slaughterhouse.
They just fucking execute both Kamala and Trump on stage. But she's
that
just,
would have a 95% approval rating.
Yeah. RFK was like, it was a lie the whole time.
I've been your president for 45 years.
Listen, I've been the president the whole time.
People wonder why I don't have a vice president on the list, and that's because it's actually the worm that they took out of my brain.
Actually, the worm is the president.
You ever heard
I'm the VP.
Earthworm Jim, that fucking Jew. He's my VP for very peculiar person.
Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jimmy Johns.
Earthworm Jim. I don't think I've ever actually played Earthworm Jim.
Me neither. I thought it was racist.
What are you looking at?
Is Jimmy...
Stop looking at me through the...
You think worms would taste good in something? Kind of like a... what do they call it? A palette? A petite?
A pâté?
Pâté. Thank you. Sorry. I've eaten one. I'm the only one in this room that's eaten a pâté.
Pâté is disgusting.
What? The raw beef?
Uh-huh.
Have you tried it?
Mm-mm.
I loved it. It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It cost $30, but it was delicious.
That's fucking retarded.
It was just, it was bound by muscle juices, and then it
That's
had a raw egg yolk
retarded.
On top. Yeah, I've never felt more like a man than when I ate that. It was very nice.
Yeah, dude, I think I might actually just get into Dragon Ball Z. I think I actually might just go for it.
That's
tilt.
More offensive than blackface. You should
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Wait.
Because I'm also offending, I'm also offending the cartel.
Wait. White people like Dragon Ball Z?
Like... It's rare genuinely. You find, like, a white guy that likes Dragon Ball Z, but, like, you know, there's the black nerds, and then there's, like, the Hispanics. They all fucking love Dragon Ball Z.
Hmm. It's the red heifer of the races.
What?
The red heifer is the unification of all the religions. Dragon Ball Z is the unification of all the races.
No, it's just the... It's just the unification of...
The gayest people of every race? Yes.
Black nerds and Mexican construction workers. That's all I know who likes Dragon Ball Z.
All right, I guess.
Yeah, cool. That's it.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry, Dragon Ball Z fans. You're very cool, and I respect you. Just kidding. I'm not that mean. I'm not that mean. I don't hate
Let you go on a rant about how you hate Dragon Ball Z fans. I'm a racist because I hate motherfuckers.
That's not racist. There's white guys
I hate
in there
Dragon
too.
Ball Z fans because they all are minorities.
I just hate.
I've never seen a motherfucking white guy that liked Dragon Ball Z.
If more, yeah. So you're saying if more whites liked it, then I would like it too?
Yeah, probably.
I go against the grain. I'm anti-grain. I'm anti cereal grain. I'm on the bottom of the triangle, so to speak, the food pyramid.
I hate minorities because Dragon Ball Z sucks, in my opinion. That's what you're saying right now. Do you know how many people that offends? Do you know how many people that pisses off? You've pissed off all of Mexico.
Oh, yeah, like they weren't already mad.
And every dude that lives in Chicago.
I fucked up the entire Mexican economy by stealing from every store in St. Louis. Yeah, bite me. That's satire, by the way. Don't get me on that.
They're going to get you, dude.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I have to steal. Dude, all I have to do is take a fucking Tic Tac, a single Tic Tac from Walmart, and they're going to throw me in the penitentiary.
They're going to throw you
throw
in the cell.
In the cell. Lock him up. He stole Legos.
I think we have to lock this guy up. He stole Legos. I really need to stop doing the Trump shit.
The bad cop interrogator. It's like 4 Bluebell ice cream containers in a single week. Who were you stealing for? Who were you stealing for? I ate them all myself. Who were you stealing for?
I'm 457 pounds because I ate all that ice cream and it's in my body.
The good cop walks in. I can see that you're fat. But 4 containers of Bluebell seems excessive. Are you sure there wasn't anyone pressuring you to do this? I'm your friend. Who are you stealing for?
Yeah.
I ate all the Bluebell myself. I wanted to try all the flavors in a single week. It is I, Javen M. Grugel. It is I, gayest man who's ever eaten ice cream through his anus.
Sorry, there's this clip that I saw earlier today. This will tickle you.
I don't want to be tickled.
I'm going to fucking tickle you. there we go. No, this guy fucking, he's at like a weapons conference. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, those big old fucking like conferences where they like, they're showing off military equipment to like
the
sell.
Sell-offs? Yeah. If we got a couple Humvees around town. I gave that guy a thumbs up.
Excuse me, guys. We're looking for the.
Hold on. I have to turn up my brightness and just hand you my
phone.
Floor
is yours.
Because I've seen this. I've seen this. It's pretty funny.
sir, we're looking for the baby killing technology. Do you know where we? He has the baby killer. you have the latest baby killing technology, sir. We're trying to shred babies. You guys have the baby shredding tech. You have the baby shredding tech.
He just like he's like points over there. He's like over there.
Excuse me, guys. We're looking for the
over
baby
there.
Killing technology.
They probably have.
Do you
it.
Have it, sir? Baby killing tech, we want to shred
babies. he starts laughing. He's like,
that guy laughed.
He's like, all right.
Guys, we're looking for the baby killing technology. Is this the bit we heard? This is the baby killing section?
Oh, man, that's funny. That's pretty good. We're looking for the baby killing technology.
I realized why I like Twitter again.
You don't need to be a... I mean, I like what he's doing there. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's some, like, on-the-street awesome. Journalism. But, I mean, to... To take out a baby, all you need is a bathtub that's taller than 6 inches.
Take out a baby, all you need is like a pea-sized rock. Like you just have to put it in their mouth. They'll choke
sure,
on it, dude. You don't have to do anything.
You could be...
You don't have to do anything to kill a baby.
Be in California? I mean, that's all you got to
like,
do.
Like, listen,
kill a baby,
listen.
Right? You just have a California citizenship. Fucking, you can... They'll let you buy guns to kill babies in California. They don't give a fuck. They're like, here's a fucking minigun. We'll give you that.
No, that they're like, that's restricted. That's restricted. But go around the corner. Go around the corner, and you can pick up a Glock with a switch on it.
Cops
aren't going to show up because we defunded them.
Here's a fully automatic AK-47. Now, it's safe because it has fingerprint technology that locks it.
Right.
Just sign this form to say that you're going to use this to kill a baby, sir. But I'm not going to kill a baby. Oh, then we cannot sell this firearm for you. Go 5 miles into Arizona, and they'll sell you a fucking the Kurt Cobain permit.
The Kurt Cobain. You don't need a permit to do that.
Well, it's illegal. I'd say maybe. Should I call the cops right now and be like, "Can I please kill myself? Can I please do it? Please."
Hey guys, I have a question for you. This isn't an emergency at all. Then why'd you call 911? You should have called 411, the non-emergency line.
Okay, is 411 even the emergency number?
I don't know, man. I've never had to dial.
What, aren't you the fucking operator?
No.
All right. Well, can I talk to one?
No.
Because this is an emergency.
No, you can't talk to an operator. In fact, you can't talk to anybody, dude. No. I'm a pizza delivery guy. You dialed the wrong...
You
dialed...
Why are you the fucking operator?
No, you dialed 9114.
Oh, the pizza line.
Yeah, the pizza line,
the
dude.
The pizza emergency line.
And 14 was the age of most children getting passed through ping pong pizza.
I'll let that one stand. I'll let that one sit on its own. Anyway, we were talking about killing myself. Something kosher. Christ almighty.
Sorry, I was stretching there.
Oh, no.
I was doing yoga.
Sorry, I got distracted. I was doing yoga.
I was doing yoga in my mind.
Hey, sorry, I'm doing yoga. I can't come into work today.
I'm doing yoga in my mind. I can't come into work today. Yeah, I pulled a hamstring. Oh, I was doing downward dog in my mind.
Yeah. Oh,
I can't get
downward
out of bed.
Downward dog, mentally. The downward dog equivalent to mental is a ping pong pizza 14-year-old party.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, that's something. Fuck.
You're just
doing mental
you're
workouts.
Fucking tying red string to things that shouldn't have red string to tied to them in the first place. You know.
It'd be funny if they had to do a brain surgery.
You fucking just.
I had a thought. I had a red string moment. No, it'd be hilarious if they had to do brain surgery on Alex Jones. And they're like, why is there so much red string in your brain? They're just pulling it out. They're like, whoa, holy
it's
shit,
just,
there's so much.
They pull the don't hug me, I'm scared guy out of it.
Yeah.
He was like, I was ratatouilleing Alex Jones the whole time. How does that guy sound? He's like, I was doing it the whole time. Yeah. Green's not a creative color. That's why I had to cut out all the tumors in his brain.
You think you can be so controversial and not be puppeteering someone's body?
I tied Fuck all the Sandia. Tumors together. They were all conspiracies.
Seems like the don't hug now, him scared guy is in Alex Jones's mind. Took him over. It's called a cardioascolosis.
What are you, Dr. House now?
I'm Dr. House.
It's me, Dr. House. I'm prescribing you Vicodin for your small dick.
Alex Jones, do you watch you Normie Entertainment? Dick. No, why would I ever do that? We found the don't hug me, I'm scared guy into your mind. You've got to watch Normie Entertainment.
What do you mean I got to watch Normie Entertainment?
I can't do that. I'll fuck up my throat. Juice.
Yeah, it's just Beetlejuice.
Didn't we say that earlier? Is that Beetlejuice was in? Oh, Beetlejuice was in Trump's mind. Never mind, that was a different bit.
I don't even know where we're at right now, dude. We're lost. None of this makes sense. Dude.
We're doing an operation on Alex Jones and trying to diagnose what's wrong with him.
How did we get here from fucking doing yoga in our minds?
You know, people say that I'm.
Holy shit, dude! I need to take a nap.
You need to be on prescription meth.
I do need to be no.
Sorry, Adderall.
Fentanyl.
Oh. You don't need an opiate. You're already fucking. You already do that anyway. You need a bit of pep in your step.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cause 9/11.
Anyway, the commercial break's about to happen in this episode of House with Alex Jones. It's like.
It's just House has a fucking cordless drill in his fucking head. Alex Jones is fucking wigging out and he's like, stop moving.
Dr. House, we need to prescribe him with 30 milligrams of 4chan. I don't think that's the right move here. We need something stronger. Isolate what's wrong with him.
Dude.
Give him 14 doses of 8chan.
And make him smoke some CBD cigarettes. That shit will make him go nonverbal.
Yeah.
But Dr. House, if we give him too much 8chan, we'll get another January 6 out of him. Isn't that the point? If he does that again, it's proof that the don't hug me, I'm scared guy is in his mind still.
Hello. Dude, I was like falling asleep like on the couch before we started this episode. I'm a little out of it.
Yeah?
I'm a little out of it. I'm missing $1,000 because I got new tires on my car.
Oh.
I'm missing $1,000 and
honestly, it sounds like your life's coming together. Sounds good. New tires, new man.
No.
New cleats, new cheeks. Botox.
What?
Botox in the ass.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're putting Botox in the feet.
They're putting Botox in everybody's feet. They're turning your feet gay.
Botox makes you gay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Gordon Ramsay. Fuck that guy. I'm bringing him up again.
Look at the Boganoffs.
Fucking hate Gordon Ramsay. I don't like Gordon Ramsay. I should just get like a photo over here, like in the corner, just of like Gordon Ramsay with like his brains being blown out.
With a pitchfork in his head?
Just like Photoshop like a JFK. And like Gordon Ramsay together.
Oh.
Gordon Ramsay's face on JFK.
We could make fake newspaper clippings. How hard do you think that would be?
We'd have to get a like a printer.
I
thought about literally just going and picking up like old newspapers and just like fucking putting them all over the fucking wall here.
I've wanted to get a
making it look schizophrenic as fuck.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Just for shits and gigs. I don't know.
No, we got to do something cool with this set. I hope you guys are getting excited because we're stepping this podcast up a little bit. By a little bit, I mean we're working on it day and night, hard as fuck, getting the set ready. We've got some exciting interviews coming up.
Yeah, man.
With people who like to speak. That is a derivative of the name of their project. We will not spoil it.
Yeah, I'm not saying shit.
I'm not saying shit. Our lawyer is present.
My lips are fucking. My lips are motherfucking sealed. My Jewish lawyer is in the room. He's a real ass motherfucker.
Our lawyer is present, and he is Jewish. He's very good.
I honestly would love to have a Jewish lawyer.
Oh my god, yeah. Can we call our buddy, our Jewish buddy? See if we can convince
him
to start
practicing. He's not even Jewish. He's lying. He's a poser.
Come on. I think want he'd like be
a
good.
No, I want like a full blown Hasidic Jew. Hasidic Jew.
Hasidic Jew?
Yes.
Like he can't
walk. He'll be the nastiest guy in court.
Oh my gosh, dude, I want a nasty, vicious lawyer, man. I'd love to have
that. Listen, you can't be doing this to my client. I'm not okay. Did I ever tell you how I did that like once in the car? My dad like never will stop thinking about it. Like he brings it up all the time.
Oh really? He just keeps it's stuck in his head.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of me just being like, listen, I can't go to the event because there's bees there. Mm. And I don't like bees because being outside hurts my skin or whatever the fuck I was on about.
I think doth thou laugh too much. Your dad might be a little bit of an anti-Semite.
I think he's got brain damage.
Fuck. Wow. It's terminal.
Yeah.
Your father's fat as shit.
It's me, Dr. House. Your father's fat as shit. I'm going to prescribe him one cigarette a day. Non-CBD.
But if he's fat as shit, I think we should prescribe him 14 carats.
But if he's fat as shit, maybe we should put him on a diet.
I like
Ex-lax.
I like the people
and
that
black
are like
coffee.
It's why do doctors prescribe like fucking pharmaceuticals, man? Just tell him to be an eat a good diet. It's like, what are you gonna go to a doctor and they prescribe carrots?
Holistic medicine is bullshit.
Imagine if you walked out of a doctor because you're shitting blood and and you get a prescription at Walgreens for quick carrots, for shredded carrots.
Eat more
like a
carrots.
Rabbit.
You're like, I was hoping for...
Thank you
I
for
don't
your
know,
prescription of salad, sir.
A couple Percocets?
Yeah, what? Right, yeah, I'm trying to...
So what? They make me a little constipated. At least I won't be in pain.
Yeah. I like scratching
so
myself.
So what opiates make me constipated? Yeah. I'm going to take them all day.
I like itching.
I've got a cane.
Itching my neck to sleep.
It's me, Dr. House. I've got a cane, and I take Vicodin all day. Do you want to know why I have the cane? It's not because of my leg. It's because I get so goddamn constipated from all the Vicodin. You know what I use this cane for? Not for walking, but I do kind of use it for walking. But I have to walk with it because I'm so full of shit all day.
Yeah.
I take the cane. I go into the bathroom. And I shove it up my little bum.
Oh, to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
In the little boy's room.
Wow.
Now, if you excuse me, I have to snort a line of coke. It's just all... Wow.
One of my gay coworkers actually talked to me in the bathroom. He was just like, worst thing I ever did was start snorting coke. I was like, what?
Why were you in the bathroom with your gay coworker?
He was washing his hands. I was taking a shit, and then I walked out of the stall. And then we were just washing our hands.
You were in the office?
Started talking about cocaine.
You were in the office?
Sure. That's how it's been described. That's been prescribed. And then he was just like, well, you know, cocaine's like an energy drink. You know, you just do it in the middle of your shift to make you feel all right. And I looked at him like, I'll stick with energy drinks, thank you.
I'll stick with like
monsters.
Fucking...
I like monsters. I don't need cocaine to get through my shift at head throbbing. Thank you. Get head throbbing. Are you about to vomit?
No,
God,
no,
no.
I just drank too much of this a little too fast.
Oh, you're dumb.
It's a sparkling fucking mineral water. Yeah.
You know, that actually, that drink right there, it's so carbonated, it helps you with a Jordan Peterson impression.
You know, the Pinot Grigio is, the Pinot Grigio, it's killing me from the inside.
This is the impression episode.
Yeah.
We're just banging them all
out.
If
only Jordan Peterson met with Dr. House, he could prescribe him with something.
Listen, Dr. House, I think you're...
I don't think I could do Jordan Peterson very well right now.
Really? Okay, for sure.
Listen, I'm kind of a gay man.
Jordan
Peterson, I can't do it.
How often have you been hanging out with Joe Rogan? It's been known that he eats a lot of elk meat. I think you have a parasite in your brain.
This is true.
Caused by it.
But he listens to my 12 steps to life. And you know what? He's become a gayer man for that.
Talked about self-help. I need you to help yourself and sign this form so I can steal your balls.
I'm not signing anything.
We need your testicles for this woman.
Fuck you.
This woman is becoming trans.
I'm not donating my testicles
to
evil science.
Medical testes.
I'm not donating my testicles to evil mad science. That's against God's will.
Dr. House, Dr. House. We found out Jordan Peterson doesn't have testicles. That's why his voice is so high to begin with.
What do you mean he doesn't have any testicles?
That changes things. Jordan Peterson, are you a transsexual?
What do you mean?
It's a simple question. I'm asking you if you're hermaphrodite or not.
Your daughter was never
fat.
Really yours, was she?
Michaela Peterson is far too hot and sexy for your stinky genes, you fuck.
That's why you had all these medical issues.
Want to talk about race theory? I think you have monkey genes, Jordan P.
Whoa. What?
What are you talking about? I'm not buying. I'm fucking. I'm not.
That's why you have all these medical issues. Is because the estrogen is.
Your prostate is producing too much estrogen. That's why you're talking about autism and trans.
And your thyroid is extremely enlarged.
Oh fuck!
It's starting to look like a clitoris.
It's in the neck, you fucking retard.
I know that.
You're getting a pussy neck.
Oh.
But I don't want to look like Mitch McConnell. Then sign the fucking form and give us your fake balls, you pussy bitch. Tired of sounding like an American all day. I haven't had a lunch in 6 weeks.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
Holy fuck,
wow,
dude.
Dr. House. I don't know, you can be. He's actually an asshole racist and.
Yeah, dude.
He's a dickhead.
He's
in
a
the
horrible
show.
Fucking person.
He's such an asshole. And not even in like an anti-hero way. Like, he's like genuinely been like racist multiple times. Now, I don't think it matters that he's right.
Like, the first season is like he's extremely racist towards like the black doctor. Yeah. He fucking hates him.
He hired him because he's stolen cars before.
Yeah, he's like, okay, you're a professional thief. I need you to break into a client, patient's houses.
Oh my God.
And I need you to look for, like, you know, fucking black mold. I need you to find out if there's black mold in there. You're stupid.
It's kind of cool that the entire cast of, or most of the important cast of the show is a result of how much of an asshole House is.
Yeah.
Because each of them, he had a specific reason why he hired him, and that was like each episode. You know, he hired fucking Cameron because she was hot or whatever.
I need a bitch with big old milky mommers hanging around the hospital.
I have a big crush on her. She's really cute. Cameron.
I don't blame you.
It's a nice it's nice to see a woman in a lab coat. It's very sweet. It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's cute. Anyway, we don't need to talk about that anymore. I'm actually gay. I'm actually gay.
You're gay now.
I'm gay for the podcast, yeah.
No, that's your
I don't have a sexuality.
What are you, a fucking worm?
If I was, would you love me?
Fuck no. All right. I never want to be asked that question by a woman ever. I'll tell her, no, you're fucking bait.
You know what?
You fucking catfish.
You know what? If I ever get asked that, do you know what my real answer would be?
What?
When I was 5 years old, I crushed a worm with a wooden block.
When I was 5 years old.
This is an impression. This is real. I crushed a worm with a wooden block and felt very guilty about it.
Did you cry?
I sat there at the sandbox and pondered for hours.
You just really.
So that's what I would do.
Staring off into the fucking distance. Just like,
if I kill another worm, done? My mental state.
I have
will
killed
be
one of God's beautiful creatures.
Yeah. I felt kind of guilty about it. I like tortured it. I like cut it into pieces with a block.
I've killed one of God's beautiful creatures, and now I will never enter through those pearly gates.
Oh,
in the kingdom above.
We're beyond the pearly gates.
I shall burn forever in fire and brimstone.
It'd be funny if I
for killing one of God's beautiful, wormy creatures.
God's like, you're not even going to hell. I'm like, whoa, really? He's like, we're sending you back to earth. I'm like, fuck!
You're going back to limbo, dude. Yeah, remember all the life flashing before your eyes shit on your deathbed? Yeah, no, you got to do that 4 more times.
Come on.
You're going to be in and out of the fucking hospice care for the next fucking 2 years before you finally die.
According to our records, Javen Cruchel, we're sending you to be a Vietnamese man in the 14th century. Good luck! Woo!
Vietnam happens early in this timeline.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Timeline?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not.
Different
okay.
timeline,
wow.
too.
Wow. Different state of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In this timeline, America is actually the evil empire.
Hitler's actually Chinese.
Hitler was the good guy in this timeline.
He's actually Chinese.
Yeah, sorry. I'm gonna say that.
Oh, we have to cure all the Jews. They are taking all the China gold. We have to They're ruining our China.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, so Hitler got reincarnated into a fucking
But
Chinese
he's still
person.
Hitler. He's just Chinese.
Yeah. He's but just the Chinese, Chinese are like, but that wouldn't even resonate with them. It's like, we're basically all the same anyway. Does race even matter? What's he, the fuck is even
he's
a Jew?
He's like, hey, we
are there
we
any Jewish
the
Chinese
great...
people? Where are my Jewish Chinese people
I think there's
at?
Like probably a small sect of Jewish
Dude,
Chinese.
They have to be the fucking smartest people alive. I'm not even kidding. Everyone knows Jews have like the highest IQ, and the right. Chinese are right under that.
Right.
That's got to be, I mean.
Imagine the combo of that.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Good at math times two. Good combo. At finances.
Combo. I don't think they have to be good. I mean, if they focused on one thing, I mean, you're just the best
right.
in the field. Boom. Boom.
Right. But what about
boom. Nobel laureate was born. Wait, what's your qualification? He's Chinese and he's Jewish.
Right.
What? He's a man.
But what about a Chinese, like, Jamaican man?
Straight to the gulag.
Oh, hello, man. I smoke a rat of reed. You want to listen to Bob Murray?
Bob Murray.
Bada bing, bada boom. That's the sound of my music maker. Yeah, man. Smoke the ganja.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's some art, Skian. That's art.
Oh, yeah. Smoke the ganja.
The ganja. Oh, the ganja.
Holy fuck.
Mm. Yeah. See, we're not going to be...
I think I actually looked that up one day, and there is like actually like 8,000 like Chinese Jamaican people. That it's some number like that. It's a low number, but they exist.
I was gonna say like three different things, and I had to stop myself on all of them.
Well, too bad. I'm trying to combine three different things: math, Chinese guys, and Jamaicans.
Yeah, counting.
I'm really good at maths.
Counting
and smoking
how many
a rattle
kilos
reed.
Of marijuana you could fit on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's, that's Muslim.
You can fit. It depends. I'm trying to do the math now.
Okay.
You got me doing the math of like, okay, how much weed can I put on a small like crop duster plant? Like two, I want to say tons.
Tons of weed?
No.
Weed's pretty light. How much does a block of compressed vacuum sealed weed weigh?
Listen, I'm not a drug dealer. I don't know.
You used to be. Tell me the answer.
That's not true. I only sold weed a handful of times, allegedly.
I wanted to sell my gabapentin, but I couldn't find any buyers because I had to explain to them why it's good.
Right.
I had to find the opiate addicts that wanted to increase it.
Man. Yeah. Sorry, my lips are chapped. And like, I don't
know.
You
need a kiss?
No, I think I need a dick in my
get your fucking your saliva working.
Yeah, no, I think I just need to. I need to. Oh no, I'm turning a harem.
Oh man,
what did I tell you about going to China? You know you're not light enough to be there,
but I'm from China, man.
Man, what would his name be? A Chinese Jamaican. What are even Jamaican names?
I don't even know, man. I've never.
Cucamonga.
Whoa.
Cucamonga.
No, it would be
I said
like
cook. To be clear, it's just the accent.
Cucamongo. Cucalimongo.
Cucamongo. Yin.
That's so.
Don't say racist, because it's not.
It's not, dude. That's what they're... It's like, you know...
People are different.
Do you remember that joke?
I'm a bitch. I'm a fag.
This is going nowhere.
I'm white.
Do you remember that joke about, like... I just, like, jogged my memory over this, because we're talking about Chinese people. But, like, how do Asian people, like, name their children?
Yes.
They throw the silverware drawer into the ceiling. I think my dad told me that when I was like fucking six years old.
I saw this like what fucking Chinese TikTok guy fucking drop silverware down a staircase and literally would make up names from the sounds.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, okay. See, fun still exists.
Yeah, dude.
Just because people that look like me own everything doesn't mean I'm the asshole.
I can't wait to be on the Chinese CIA watch list. The CCIA.
The CCIA. Fucking, yeah, what's their intelligence agencies called?
Dude, I bought these pants and I didn't realize they had, like, paint on them. It's like paint or glue, but it looks like someone took cum and just, like, they were like.
That does not look like. As a professional cum looker adder, that is not cum. That looks like dust.
This?
It's like you just have dirty, yeah.
No, it's like in the pants. It's like in the fabric.
I know. It just looks like untouched dust.
No, it's cum, dude. It's some guy's fucking cum. I've got HIV now.
No, I know what cum.
I have HIV because I bought these fucking dickies at Goodwill.
I know what cum looks like.
I'm poor.
I know what cum
looks like. I'm not going to be able to make rent this month.
I'm not going to not no finish this joke because I think it'll be good. I know what cum looks like on clothing because it's on your hat right now, you sick fuck.
Is it?
Yes.
How'd you know?
You're wearing the hat right now.
How'd you know?
You're sitting in front of me.
You can see. You've got glasses on. Aren't people with glasses blind?
Fuck, I am blind. I forgot.
You're also gay.
I always forget I'm gay.
But you're not a Chinese Jamaican, and you'll never be that fucking cool.
If I was,
cool.
I'd be successful.
You'd be fucking cool as shit. Yeah. You'd be the most successful drug dealer ever.
If I was... that
you're only selling weed though. You'd be the most successful. You'd be a CEO of like a fucking CBD company.
Too bad they made weed legal. What are my Jamaicans gonna do? Why is this a British
Trump smoking a joint?
That was a British Trump. Sorry about that.
Oh, blimey, it's me.
What sucks is we already have a British Trump. His name is fucking
oh, what's his face?
Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Snorris Conson.
It's me, but I don't even know what Boris Johnson sounds like. It's me, Boris Johnson. I'm a big old fucking... Bro, really? You had to... I think my mic picked the... It's that one.
There we go. This is what Boris Johnson sounds like. It's like... the are crazy. They're fucking crazy. These are fucking... What?
You fucking fat.
I said N-word. I did you, not ask you what the Yeah, that's Boris Johnson.
I can't believe we're letting all of these into the country. That's Boris Johnson. Every day he wakes up and looks at himself in the mirror and he goes, I can't believe I let all these into the country. It's my fault. I have to. Now I've got a mob of angry Irishmen after me because all of these in the country. No, that guy's retarded.
Yeah, he
Boris
was
Johnson
good.
Looks like a
it's so funny.
He looks like everyone like makes fun of Trump for having like a mop on his head. No, that guy literally looks like he has like you know one of those
I looked like he just woke up.
Like one of those long haired fucking dogs.
Yeah.
If he braided their hair and then just like put that on his fucking head, I don't know.
Yeah, no. He did
like he teased it out a little bit.
He didn't look professional at all.
He looked like a fucking drunk, dude.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking pub guy.
I'm down at the pub again and fucking we're gonna continue to let people into the country that shouldn't be in the country. But I'm gonna do it anyway, because I don't care anymore.
What you think, Gromit? We're gonna keep electing people.
The EU said that I have
to
do it. The EU said I have to do it. But I'm too drunk to care about my job anymore.
God, I would just love to fuck a pig like that good old American
show. I'd love to dig up the queen and fuck her.
Oh, that's a good one. That's so good. Oh, I'd just love to dig up the queen and fuck her.
I'd love to give her a good old bumming. I'd like to take her down to Birmingham.
In Birmingham, necrophilia is a...
I'd like to take her down to
delicacy.
Birmingham and give her a ripe old buggering.
It's a delicacy where I was born. In Birmingham, Lexington.
I can imagine just spreading it like a grilled cheese. That's disgusting. Did I ever tell you about, did I ever tell you about
like
that time? Like,
I'm in discontent. I'm like, fucking
no, I had a friend that I worked in a restaurant with for a short amount of time. And, he was fucking foul, dude. Like, he, like, you know, he would say, like, some horrible shit. He was like, man, imagine having sex with an old lady. Imagine, like, spreading her legs like a grilled cheese. And
Oh, Christ.
I was just like, dude.
Oh, God. Not Nana.
What the fuck, dude?
Not Meemaw. Not Meemaw.
It got Meemaw, dude.
Gosh, dude. You know, he does imagine that.
He also imagines dragons. Also, speaking of like shitty bands, One Direction. What's his face? Did you hear about that shit? The guy from One Direction. Fucking, I don't remember which one. Because
is
like
he final. Dead?
Yeah, he jumped off a building.
Oh man, good for him.
He was like, they kept asking me to play Freebird at a One Direction concert.
Wish him well.
Just imagine that fucking playing, like, you know, as he's like jumping out of a building.
Yeah, you know what probably happened? This is my educated guess, okay? I could be wrong. He listened to one of his albums for the first time.
Right. He jumps out of the building, all you hear is... Oh, no, wait, wrong part of the song. It's
oh my God, Keegan.
As he's falling.
I got one more single to put out.
There's a Chinese Jamaican guy on the street. He's like, oh, you went the wrong direction. Sorry, man.
Yep, that's what he'd say.
Yeah.
That's what he'd say.
Oh, sorry, man.
In the universe where I was.
He got a little too high. It's like an Asian cowboy.
I don't know. If you saw a spotlight on a building when someone like thinking about jumping off, would you even give a fuck to watch?
I don't think there was a spotlight. I think he just jumped off a balcony.
In theory,
and, like,
it reminded me of like the Incredible scene.
Right? Oh,
it's like on the ground, being like, oh my gosh, who would ever think about killing themselves in such a good time like this?
Me, bitch. Where's my super suit?
We live in such a good time. Why would anyone want to take their own life?
Dude, there's nutrition facts on this bottle. Guess how many calories are in this?
Five.
Sparkling water?
Five.
Zero.
Well, it's got your saliva in it.
Guess how many servings are in this?
Four.
Two. Guess how many calories that is?
Ten.
Zero. Oh,
shit.
You dumb fuck.
Shit, man.
Don't you know there ain't nothing in water other than fentanyl?
See, I watched Beetlejuice 2, and I was disappointed they didn't get the real guy. That's all the story was about was Beetlejuice.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Speaking of being shit at math.
Mm.
I think it's about 12 feet. all respect to Beetlejuice. We like Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He's really cool. It's really cool that, you know.
Dude, I'm going to take shit in my pants right now.
It's really nice to know that someone so, you know, crazy intelligent would want to hang out with the likes of Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah. That fucking clown.
Sorry, I was checking my Twitter feed.
So wait, you've had sex with a goat and you liked it? Yes. I'm surprised you didn't introduce me. And my name is Harry Styles. I like to have sex with goats. Wow, that's crazy.
Wait, cut
to a commercial break.
I spaced out. What?
That's Howard Stern is interviewing Harry Styles, who likes to have sex with goats.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's what he sounds like.
Right.
That's what he sounds like.
Right, so Harry Styles, why did you have sex with a goat?
Well, I think it was the, you know, prime inspiration for my new album. Fuck Satan in his ass.
Right.
You're a bitch, Howard Stern.
Right. Where's Beetlejuice at? Bring his ass in here.
The only time the show was good is when we had this guy on. I'm tired of
Bring Beetlejuice in here to rape this kid.
I'm tired of interviewing fucking prima donna bitches.
Where's Beat at? I need him in here. I need Beat in here to fuck Harry Styles. Right.
Speaking of interviewing celebrities, who the fuck thinks that, like, Jimmy Fallon is like a... How could Jimmy Fallon be a down-to-earth person when all
dude,
he interacts
he's not,
with
dude.
Is
he's
prima
a fucking
donna
freak.
Little bitches?
He's a fucking freak, dude.
All he talks to is people that think... That
Listen, Hollywood is falling apart. Jimmy Fallon's a fact.
Dude, if Donald Trump comes out against SNL, I'll vote for him. You know, that show is a war crime.
This is a classic episode.
It's worse than Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
This is a classic episode. I zone out halfway through. You're on a rant. And I'm just like peeling the label off of this bottle. I'm just like, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're not scraping the dinner table with razor blades. It's a far more constructive form of
yeah, like Jimmy Fallon.
Out. Yeah, yeah, just like Jimmy Fallon, our boy
Fuck
Jimmy.
Fuck that guy, dude! I can't wait till Hollywood explodes.
I mean, I can't you don't have to wish
I can't wait till they fucking have planes overhead just dropping bombs on Hollywood. Just I can't wait for that day to come.
Yeah.
And it'll all be like the homeless guys that have built like flying contraptions.
The homeless people, they're reading again. They're evolving.
They gave them too much there was like an overflow of Adderall on the streets. Mm. So they just started building planes. Out of whatever.
Holy
just
shit.
Just riding bikes with fucking like big old fucking like cardboard wings on it. No, it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Did you ever see that movie? They're listening to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as they're flying overhead.
Yeah, I've seen that. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We fuck you. Sir, I'm a dick. I am a dude. Oh, the joy of a musical where everyone's gay. Oh, Tommy, I'm gay. Jimmy, I'm gay.
Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. They're just like that's the sound of their bike flying over your head.
Dropping bombs on fucking Fallon's house.
They're just made out of it's just like Molotov cocktails. Wow. Because they're just pissing into bottles because their fucking piss is so full of liquor. The alcohol content in their piss is so high.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, you got to be careful what you say. It'll be a headline tomorrow.
The homeless are flying overhead listening to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang as they drop Molotov cocktails down upon the citizens.
On Beverly Hills.
Everybody.
Taylor Swift's 42nd home is under flames, and it's getting more attention
Holy
than anything
shit,
else
Holy shit, dude. I
got to
say, the CBD cigarettes are getting me.
Yeah?
They make me feel a little goofy.
Make you feel a little goofy.
It's either I go nonverbal or I get a little goofy.
Wow. Nonverbal or goofy? Jeez,
the homeless are flying overhead listening to Jitty Jitty Bang Bang while dropping firebombs upon L.A. County.
LA County. Come on,
the
man.
City of LA,
Orange County.
It doesn't matter. It's all on fire.
You know why they call it Orange County, right? It's because of me. It's they called it because.
It's
of
because
me.
Of how bright the fires are.
It's because they're burning our culture down. One remake
chitty,
at a time.
Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. You just fucking get shit on too. They're just fucking letting it rip. Just firebombs and diarrhea and. Just occasionally you just get one that fucking dives down and blows up because they OD'd. The Adderall wore off and they kicked the fent on.
After that happens, after the homeless people chitty chitty bang bang LA, I would love to see the fucking the petition for them to just do it in other fucking big cities around the country.
The homeless have flown to Austin, Texas, and they're listening to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at times 2 speed. Chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
The mayor of Austin, Texas, has asked the chitty chitty bang bang crew.
We've tried to stop their YouTube premium account so they can't listen to chitty chitty.
That would be the move. Pornhub is giving out free subscriptions to try to distract the homeless from bombing
Austin.
It's
not working. They're just jerking off while listening to chitty chitty bang bang.
It's not working. They've been jacking off to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
They're jacking off to the song.
They're filling the bottles.
There's kids in that song. They're monsters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang homeless
they're restocking
are monsters now.
They're restocking on the Epstein Island.
It appears...
This is Pearl Harbor with the homeless.
Appears the homeless...
They're too drunk to fly their planes properly. They're crashing into the island.
The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang homeless are now being canceled because they have the ethics of our Congress people.
They've hit the second tower.
Oh, my God. Fuck. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bang homeless people.
Holy shit, dude. I need to go to bed. This is fucked up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't sleep well last night.
I'm so sorry to hear
I'm a little loopy.
Actually, I woke up at 6 before you. just to eat a bowl of ramen, go back to bed, and then wake up at like 1.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Whenever anyone says anything like mundane or kind of boring, on
just
show,
hit you with the you Howard
should...
Stern.
Right.
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 You should do that.
Now spell red.
Keep me on.
L S E S T.
Right.
Just do the, we just do the whole fucking like Howard Stern Beetlejuice red bit.
Yeah. The red bit.
Anybody we have on, they just say anything about.
Right. Now, Javen, spell red.
J-A-V-A-N.
Good job.
Yeah, that'll be our marker for, wow, this guy fucking sucks that we're interviewing.
Wow,
now.
This guy fucking sucks.
Wow, he sucks.
No, we're not going to have a secret code for future guests. Please.
No. You
submit
guys are safe.
An application. Safe. We'll see if you want to get you on the
email
payroll.
Me at fucking .com. Yes, it's a website, too.
Yes, it's a website.
It's well, also thanks, a website. Email me at realass.com.
Goatseatcum.com. It's a website too.
Bum Fights Part 2. Have you seen Bum Fights?
No, I don't like Bum Fights.
Should we watch Bum Fights?
I don't like Bum Fights.
Should I force you at gunpoint to watch Bum Fights?
No.
Fine, dude. Missing out.
If I want to watch bum fights, I'd go to fucking Betty's house. I mean,
our roommate's new house. Just her and her fucking boyfriend are just duking it out in the fucking front yard.
Yeah,
they're like they're in like hippie regalia or whatever. Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to see bum fights, I'd scream at a homeless person and say chitty chitty bang bang.
We love
that
you.
That activates them. They're like, I must construct a flying machine.
Kill John Lennon.
Kill the president. Allegedly.
Can't believe that guy got shot. Like,
who? The chitty chitty bang bang homeless guy?
No. Oh. Just the president.
Oh, whatever.
Any. You figure out which one.
Oh, I love apathy.
I can't believe the president got shot. I'm not going to tell you which one. Just one of them.
One of them.
You figure it out.
You figure it out. Yeah, there's been so many. I've been putting apathy in my coffee for 3 weeks straight now, and I feel great. Talk to your doctor about apathy and how it can help you.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to compensation.
If you laugh at 9/11 jokes, you may be receiving compensation for the clinical trials.
If you laugh at 9/11 jokes, you will be molested and sent to Epstein's Island.
That might be a decent skit.
What?
We could come up with like a medical pharmaceutical name for apathy.
Hi, I'm Dr. House. I'm prescribing apathy. Apathy may cause you to have gay thoughts.
I don't care if people think I'm straight. That's why I take apathy.
Apathy may cause you to have diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, gay thoughts.
Gay thoughts and the wishing that your country blows up tonight.
And nightmares about homeless people flying.
Side effects include starting a podcast.
Side effects include a 6-month bender that leads to starting a podcast and a comedy career that's going to go underwater. I'm never getting out of the hood with this one.
Dude, we're not getting out of the hood with this one. This one's a rough one.
I'm still going to post this shit. I don't give a fuck.
No, it's great.
We're at the fucking mark, dude. We're at the end.
It'd be funny if I got fired from my job for being racist.
Dude, I'm never getting a job after this. Ever.
You could if you start working for Alex Jones. Keegan,
what if I did get a job for Alex Jones? So,
his employees.
Hell yeah.
Whoops our ass.
Dude, hell yeah.
Apparently people like have been there. And
I need
like,
a strong father figure in my life.
That's all you had to say. I could start beating your ass.
No, it has to be a man like Alex. Just imagine.
They do have kind of similar
just
body.
Imagine that's the thought process of like wanting to get hired by him. Like, I need a strong father figure in my life.
That's the kind of crazy we need.
I'm going to turn you gay.
You're hired. You're hired. I'm going to turn you gay just like I did both of my daughters. I am Alex Jones.
I'm going to rape and kill.
Have you ever used beeswax to polish your
nose? They're turning the frogs gay. The goblins.
The goblins are real.
The goblins are real.
They come from Jamaica. They're half Chinese. I believe in the Sandy Hook shooting. I have to. I fucked one of the students before the shooting happened. I have to believe
that.
I
is crazy that he fucking got because of that shit.
Dude.
He literally talked about it. It was just like.
It's crazy.
They got him.
They got him good. Yeah, I guess that sends a message to everyone in the country. Don't say anything that you can't deny.
Yeah, guys, do not create an incriminating digital footprint that will ruin your ability to start a career or get a job or anything. Listen, kids, don't be like us. Stay in school. Go ahead and do drugs in school because school is actually not that important.
It's not.
The
only thing that's important is how much you can
listen. Free basing heroin's cool.
If you want to
bring
get
that
it,
back,
sure. Yeah, free base cocaine is cool. No, if you want to get in college, but you're a dumb fuck and you suck at high school, who gives a shit? Just get really good at bullshitting people.
Listen, just
you know what? Here's my recommendation for anyone in high school: get very good at a couple things: lying, manipulating, cheating, and treating women like shit. But that's not as important.
And then you'll be a top-notch construction worker.
No, no, those four skills will get you very far. Become a scam artist. Sell condoms with holes in them to your classmates and say that they're extra thin. And when everyone in your school gets pregnant, just laugh maniacally.
And then sell them.
Because you are the class president.
Listen,
now. Then
you have to sell them diapers. So that way you're turning a profit, yes. And you're going to be better than them.
Yes. Fake a mental illness. Get prescribed for something. Sell it to your classmates.
Sell them Adderall. I mean, that was the whole plot of
some fucking...
Fuck, what movie was that? I don't fucking remember.
It was Dr. House.
It's the entire show of I'm Dr. House. I've been...
Sorry, I'm in a bad mood. I've been watching Degrassi all weekend.
Sorry I've been in a bad mood. I've been watching The Sopranos on repeat, but just the first episode.
It's a happy episode.
I can't get past the first episode.
God, I love ducks.
What if I told you that I have not seen any of The Sopranos except the first episode?
That can't be true. Because you told me you've seen half of the first season. Was that a lie?
I only remember the first episode.
Okay, well, all right.
Lucid, my ducks.
It's okay, man.
Lucid, I love my ducks.
It's okay.
The duck was flying. I remember, like...
Well, the first season was... Man, the fucking end of the first season was really good. It has a great ending.
Don't ruin it for me. I still need to, like, do fucking copious amount.
Don't ruin it for me. The show just came out. Don't ruin it for me.
It's been... Don't worry. Go for it.
I'm going to play Fallout 2.
Listen.
Don't ruin it
for
me.
I'm going to ruin Dragon Ball Z for you.
Don't ruin Elder Scrolls Daggerfall.
Frieza fucking dies. No, it is kind of a fucking shame that I haven't, like, I'm kind of embarrassed to admit that I only remember the first episode of The Sopranos. And I've seen the entire first season.
Here's the thing. If you've seen the whole first season?
Yeah.
Then why are you worried? Oh.
I don't remember it, though.
Oh. What were you on?
I know that I was probably fucking taking pills at the time.
What, you have? Yeah,
you're asking what I'm on.
I'm fucking gay shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my advice for the generation. That's how I'm going to raise my kids.
As on The Sopranos?
Get good. I would probably be very happy with my child if they constructed a very clever lie to get out of trouble.
Right.
No, even for, to me. If they lied to me to get out of trouble, I'd be kind of proud of them.
You'd be kind of impressed, but then you'd also just beat the fucking living shit out of your kid.
Well, they have to learn consequences.
You'd beat the shit out of your fucking 2-month-old baby. You just put a fucking pebble in their mouth. They'll choke on it.
Yeah, I'll live in California at the time. I can do a lot more.
Hell yeah, dude. That's legal.
It's legal.
They're like, you can... No, in... what's a red state?
What's a red state?
In the state of Nevada...
Vermont!
In the state of...
I'm lying.
In the state of Massachusetts, you're not... No, that's a blue...
Christ, Keegan.
Dude, I don't know.
Oklahoma,
I haven't been...
Idaho.
Okay.
Montana.
Yeah, I'm fucking...
Arizona, the place you live.
I hate that I live here. Hot all the time.
Red state.
I say that wearing a fucking hoodie. It's hot all the time here. I'm in a hoodie inside.
That's because you're an anemic king.
I'm a lizard.
I'm a welcome to Lizard Ass Radio.
Welcome to Mark. Are we gonna keep doing this bit? Just welcome to this radio station.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I
welcome to that radio. I don't know.
We're stealing that bit.
Who gives a fuck? That's every fucking radio host. Welcome to Gay Sex Radio.
That's just quoting.
Is it? Yeah.
People already say that we're close to that other show.
Dad, no. Fuck you for that. You know who I'm.
Right.
If you know who I'm talking about, they're listening to this shit right now.
Fuck the audience radio.
Fuck you. Buy my t-shirts.
I have no artistic integrity radio.
There's a merch drop coming soon.
I sold my ass to be
It's
here.
Just a picture of my asshole. It's
a
just a picture of my asshole on a t-shirt. It's got a hemorrhoid. It's bloody.
That honestly would be a funny t-shirt.
What, just your asshole?
It's just I'm not going to do it, but like that's an idea that I'm going to throw out in the world. It's just like if... You know, say like a guy like Ari Shaffir could do that.
Yeah, he probably could. Just a picture of his own
just
asshole.
Just a picture of his own asshole, like on
he's
a t-shirt.
He's cock on a Rogan, right? He doesn't care about anything.
I mean, he shat on stage.
Like he has a bony asshole. He's got a bony ass. He's very thin, Ari Shaffir.
You're looking at another man's ass?
No, I'm saying
you're looking at another man's
his
ass
to be very bony. His elbow's bony. I'm pudgy. He's bony. It's not something
you're
you
not pudgy. You're husky.
You don't have to fuck some.
You're hefty. Hefty.
Thanks, Q. I appreciate that. Now, yeah. I'm going to stay hefty and eat all of the Samoas that we got in a Girl Scout box.
Bust them out.
Shit, yeah.
I'm like,
are we going to keep going?
I don't know, dude.
We're 115.
Still 15.
115.
115.
Coincidentally, the ages of Alex Jones's victims.
Holy shit.
Allegedly.
God damn.
I need to add more sound effects or something.
I think we're good on the sound effect department.
Yeah, I really hate fucking with the soundboard.
It's the censored is really nice. I like that.
Dare I say it's fucking hack.
Clock. Oh, yeah.
It's hack. It's hack.
There was a, yeah. We had someone listening to the show. They're like, wow, yeah, I had to take a break from you guys because you were just spamming the board.
It was like for fucking 12 episodes.
Oh, man.
I think I just need to fucking disable it.
No.
Except
I think
like two
you're
buttons.
Better, we're better now. We're better now. We
yeah, we're not sick anymore.
We're not sick.
We're not sick in the head anymore.
Life is good, guys.
Chitty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. It's the sound of a children's hospital getting lit on fire by homeless people running.
The Joker, baby.
Yeah, there's just one with Joker makeup on. It's that guy from Florida. I'm the Joker, baby. I'm killing all the orphans, baby. I'm high on fentanyl.
I'm faking my cancer.
I never got to meet Batman.
Oh, imagine if you had like a kid dying of cancer, and they're like, and you ask them like, "What's you? If you were to wish for one thing, what would it be?" And they're like, "I would love to take a test at a college."
I would love to study for the SATs. They die halfway through.
Oh, no. I was going to say just unplug them on the spot. Fucking bro. If my kid better not be caught wanting to take a fucking test. Unless it's the HIV test, then I support it.
Yeah, I want my kids to be. I want my kid to be a slut.
No.
I want my kid to be dying of cancer and wanting to get a fucking HIV test. I want my kid to be a slut. Ah. What's your make-a-wish, Timmy? I want to be a slut like my dad. I want to fuck prostitutes like my father.
I wanna kill on stage like daddy. And then you're like, all right, shit, I can get a gun.
The only killing I'm doing is my brain cells.
In the name of is what the only killing is.
Killing in the name of my brain cells. I legit have brain damage. Did I ever tell you about that?
Same here.
No, because I forgot. I've got short-term memory loss. That's good. I've got dementia. Did I ever tell you that I have brain damage?
No.
Oh, well, I must have forgotten then. Okay. That I have brain damage?
What? No, you did that in reverse.
Oh, I must have forgot.
I said no, and you said, okay, cool, I won't tell you that.
Oh, well. Did I ever tell you that I had brain damage?
No, you haven't told me that.
Damn, dude, it's a great story. Did I ever tell you that I have brain damage?
Fuck, you're going to give me brain damage. I'm going to give you more brain damage.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know if I need
Killing
that.
In the Name Of is a very rough song to listen to while you're going through some mental shit. That's a
mental shit. Did I ever tell you that I have brain damage?
Oh. Boys, I am fucking starving. The only thing I've eaten today is two eggs. Two eggs.
I thought you ate like half that box of Samoas.
No, I haven't busted.
Oh, that was just me then.
Oh, yeah. That was just you.
I'm eating for two.
Samoas.
I'm eating for two. Me and you.
Wow. I mean, at that, and I'm eating for half a person.
Dude, what if I just.
When will we converge in weight? If I keep losing weight and you keep gaining it.
No, I can't get fat, dude. I can't be the fat guy. You're the fat guy.
You know, I was actually a lot healthier than you for like a week. There was a week in time when you were fucking looked like ass and I was working at Sterilite, losing all my weight.
I just need to do a 72 hour fast,
bro. I did not let up. I'd call you the fattest person in the room for the whole week.
Right. I don't know. I've been letting my body get fucking weird. And I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm rising up. I'm putting away the LGBT keyboard, and I'm rising up from my desk.
From my desk.
I've actually been going for a run.
Doing okay health-wise.
Yeah.
Working out. Walking everywhere. I've been eating better.
I feel pretty good. I just need to quit smoking.
Yeah, you can do that easily.
I need to quit smoking.
You've been hitting the CBD cigarettes.
Yeah, they make me go nonverbal.
Because there's nothing like selling. There's no better way to sell addiction than to be hip. Once one person does something new and cool that's addictive and horrible for you, everyone else has to jump on the bandwagon.
Right.
You can't just be addicted to meth.
Holy shit, who let him out?
Oh, we're keeping him up. Johnny, are we keeping you up, buddy? No. All right, cool.
Good. Okay. I'm almost done with this bottle of water. You know what that means?
It's time to burp.
No, I gotta fill it with piss and throw it at fucking
Nancy Pelosi's house?
Yeah.
Fuck the cops. All right, we're trailing off, man. We should probably end it. Thank you for listening, everybody.
I hate my dad. Do you have anything to plug other than your ass? You don't.
Yes, I do. I would like for Johnny to plug the sink.
Yeah, if you're gonna
fill it with my piss.
If you're gonna throw up in the sink, turn the water on.
Yeah, check out my new website, imgay.fag, and you can see a bunch of exclusive content.
It's mainly just photos of my asshole.
I'm lying. It's onlyfans.com/imafag.gay. This is a full URL. It's $5 a month, and you can see my one pinky toe. How about you? You have anything to plug?
No.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Oh, fuck, I can't reach
You're too
it.
Fucking stubby. You can't reach the button, stub. Stubster.
Napster
more like
is illegal.
Napster got me in prison. LimeWire sent me to jail.
Tubby.net.
LimeWire.
I love tubbies.net.
LimeWire got me sent to prison for pedophilia charges.
Cut it now.
No. Wait, I want to talk about the Florida like pedophilia fucking like guy. Like literally, this is the last thing. Literally every dude in that like pedophile sex offender community is like their story is LimeWire put pornography onto my computer.
Yeah, there's one person who was allegedly framed. His name was Keegan. Cut it. I'm hungry.
No.
I'm kidding. second.
That guy was your brother. He comes up.
What? No, I didn't.
I was also 15. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. You're still a fucking creep.
Freaker.